Adura Ketch is an internationally successful Australian supermodel of African heritage. She's in Melbourne for Fashion Week. For Fashion Week, Who magazine have a big double-page spread about her. But, oops, they featured the photos of another model, Flavia Lazarus, also of African heritage. They've put her photos on instead of photos of Adut Akeç. It's worse than embarrassing, and she joins me today to discuss this terrible mistake. Adut Akeç, good morning.
Good morning.
When did you first find out that the story about you had someone else's, Flavia's, picture in it instead of you?
I found out about this news maybe 5 days ago now. But when I first heard of the incident, I was under the impression that it might have just been a small picture that ended up in my collection of pictures that were featured in the article. So I wasn't thinking that it was going to be the first thing that you see. So therefore, I just said, you know, obviously I felt disrespected and insulted, and that a mistake that shouldn't have happened, but just for them not to repeat the same mistake in the future. And then a few days later, that's when I saw the actual article and I saw the picture. And the minute I saw it, I was very, I felt angry and upset at the same time for so many reasons. I just think that just a mistake that was so preventable and it should have never happened. And I just couldn't, you know, I felt very, very hurt by it because it's just, it's unacceptable and inexcusable. Like, under any circumstances, it's not acceptable at all. Things like that shouldn't happen because there's so many people that should have stopped that from happening. And the way it happened and, you know, the article itself, I was upset for various reasons. That was an article I, you know, spoke about something that is very personal to me and something that I stand for. And when this happened, I felt like it defeated the purpose of what I was talking about, which was, you know, the way, you know, I spoke about the way people view refugees and, you know, ethnic people in general, and I want to change all of that. And, you know, for that to go and happen, it's just, I thought it was kind of just a slap back in my face. And, you know, not only did I personally feel disrespected, but I feel like, you know, my entire race was disrespected.
No one would publish a photo of Margot Robbie if it was an article about Nicole Kidman, would they?
Exactly. And that's the point that I'm trying to make there. So it is racist. And as much as people can say it's a human error, it's a human error that, you know, doesn't usually happen to, you know, two white models or two white actresses or whatever. It's just...
So did you know that we've got form on this? Because I think it was the Comedy Festival a few years ago, and they introduced, I think it was Nazim Hussain was introduced with publicity about Sammy Shah. In other words, they just muddled up, oh, well, look, you know, any dark-skinned comedian will do, get a picture of one, and that'll pretty much get us through here.
For a publication, it's very important that if you're going to be putting out a story about someone or interview, that, you know, you do your fact-checking and you make sure that everything you're about to publish is okay. So many people would have had to look at that article, and the fact that no one cared enough to pick up on it and say, oh, that, do we want to double-check? That does not look like a dude. Because, you know, they had pictures of me in there, and if you see one of the pictures of me and if you see that picture, we look absolutely nothing alike. This is not the first time I've had a racist incident happen to me in Australia. And the first time it happened, I was very quiet about it, and I let the public kind of backlash and have my back. But I think this one here was way too personal, and it wasn't just personal on me, but, you know, it affected a lot of people as well. And I just feel like I have to speak because this needs to stop. It cannot keep happening.
In the newspaper, the Lord Mayor Sally Capp says she's going to she has publicly apologised, but she said she was going to speak to you. Are you happy? Are you satisfied with the response from Town Hall?
I have spoken with the mayor herself, and I'm very, very satisfied with the actions that they're taking and the way that they're supporting what I'm saying, because I think it's, you know, for me to have them supporting me, it's very important. They see where I'm coming from, and yep. they see that, you know, there's an actual problem that needs to be resolved here. And, you know, like I said, Australia needs to do so much better. Australia, when I say Australia, I mean the fashion industry itself. You know, I don't expect people who don't know anything about fashion to understand where I'm coming from, so it doesn't really affect me when they say, oh, it's just a human error, get over it, and things like that. No, I'm, you know, entitled to feel the way I feel, because I've been disrespected and I've been hurt.
It's not the first time. Let's hope, though, that it's the last. Adut, you've spoken eloquently and well, and thank you indeed for taking our call this morning and explaining some of the context of it and how you feel about it. And I hope Fashion Week is nothing but wonderful for you from here on.